It was like unraveling a puzzle. And so the magnetometer team said, let's go closer. And as we got closer, we watched as a star went through and noticed the change in brightness. Something is going on.
We could see, even from a distance, there seemed to be this material coming off the South Pole. And it was so dramatic and so unusual that we thought, well, it might be a camera artifact.
Enceladus is tiny, just 300 miles across, too small for any kind of dramatic geology.
If you look at Enceladus, it kind of looks like it's covered in snow. It's very bright. It's as bright as freshly fallen snow.
Everywhere you look, there's fractures. There are mountain ranges and there are deep chasms. And when we finally looked at the South Pole, that's when it just became apparent. That's where all the activity is going on.
The team found something extraordinary. Row after row of enormous geysers shooting water and ice crystals out into space from the snowy white surface.
And so it was like a giant detective story, piece by piece putting the evidence together until finally you get back that really great picture, the smoking gun, showing the geysers actually coming out from the South Pole of Enceladus.
Water and water ice are spewing out of giant cracks from a region about the size of Southern California that's apparently just basically a big geothermal field. You can think of it that way.
It doesn't look much like California from orbit. Just cool, as you'd expect an icy moon this far from the sun to be. But that's the mystery of Enceladus.
I mean, the bloody thing is hot. The South Pole is hot. Okay, it's like, it's as crazy as saying the North Pole of the Earth is hotter than the equator.
The best indication so far suggests the source of the water lies in a subterranean ocean, or sea, hidden beneath the icy crust under the South Pole, warmed by tidal heating.
It's been a mystery because Enceladus is so small. It's not supposed to have that much heat. We think that heat source underground melts water, and that melted water, which might be mixed with some ammonia and other things to lower its melting point, then works its way out of the ground and spews up into space,